Hi there, my name is Becky Stokes and I live in Zaragoza in northern Spain.
My name is Carlos Buch. I live in Zaragoza, Spain. So the difficult moments were, for me in particular, the first week, as I hadn't trained really for this adventure that implies more than 30 kilometers on average a day. So the first week was my training week and I didn't have much time to get fit. So I remember to be more tired than ever in my life. And at one point I think I had fever or something. I couldn't think clearly. But eventually I got used to it.
Living outside of the UK and with Brexit and everything, and there's quite a sort of negative view of Britain. I personally have quite a negative view of Britain sometimes. And so what was incredible was coming with the Spaniards and travelling up through the UK, through parts that I'd never visited before, different towns and cities, and really seeing the welcome that we got there from all these different environmental groups. We were put up in people's houses. We received warm dinners every night. We had these amazing conversations with people who were really aware of the climate crisis and what needs to be done. So it was really, receiving that warm welcome was just incredible.
Along our way, we have found lots of rubbish, lots of dead animals, and a country that is not really meant to be walked, but to be driven. But also we have found what I think is the best of British society, very good-willed individuals who have helped us along the way.
So what we tried to do was, as we passed through towns and cities, we had people kind of accompanying the march and leafleting, trying to engage with the people around us in the town. And that's something that I'd like to keep trying when we go back to Zaragoza.
In Leeds in particular, I remember a crowd was waiting for us in the dark with lots of shows of light around the city, and we were welcomed by a crowd that clapped as we get closer, and they had brought the local Philharmonic choir to sing a Spanish song for us. They said very, very kind words.
The encounters that most stick in my memory, or the most key moments for me, we came up this hill towards school, and all the children from the school were lined up along the pavement and they were chanting, "We want change." And they all had posters that they were showing us, and that was just an incredible moment.
What I have found out is that people recognize and appreciate the effort. And even if it's only symbolic, it helps where your body and your heart are implied directly. It's not just words.
I think that another moment that was really significant for me was when we met up with the different other marches that have come from all over Europe and from different places around the UK, and we all marched in together into Glasgow, and just showing how many people were out on the street. And it just makes me think of the Erica Chenoweth rule of the, if we can mobilise 3.5% of the population, then we can really achieve major social change. So that's something that really, really gave me hope.